Hi, everyone. This is NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace and Fox Sports analyst. You are on the road with Dane and WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And in studio is a group of guys who have been doing their part to put more people on the road in some classic cars and some of the top cars out there, making a difference in the community, but also making some great rides for people. And and two separate people, they're together, right? They're obviously together, but kind of two separate entities are with us as well. One of the guys we've got Alex Levesque. He is the CEO and founder of Automotive Mentoring Group. So, Alex, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
And then Gregory Alonso, Edgar Lara, and Mike Herbert from Speakeasy Customs are in studio as well, guys.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Dean.
Pleasure.
No. Thanks for being in here. Now, the reason that you guys are in here is Greg got a hold of me. You guys are listening to the show. I appreciate that, as a bunch of people do from all over the Chicagoland area, the Midwest, maybe 38 states in Canada at night. But you guys are doing something that isn't really going on in a lot of different places. It's an inspirational thing, but it's all tied into cars. And so, Alex, let's talk a little bit about AMG, what you're doing and why it's so special. Basically, right, you're in the community and you're trying to inspire people to get into some productive things and to get kind of distracted from some things that may be less productive. And it's all around cars.
That's exactly right. The objective with the Automotive Mentoring Group, we've been a non-for-profit that got started in Chicago back in 2012, and we've got a really unique niche, and that is the Chicago gang population, estimated over 180,000 gang members in Chicago. And Chicago has a bad reputation for a lot of crime, and we're just trying to be proactive about that. And one thing I know is that once we get these guys in the cars, that a lot of that changes. Most of it does. We're able to get these guys to go back to school to get their high school diploma and get them enrolled in community colleges that have excellent automotive programs, because these young men and women that we work with, we train them how to restore classic cars from 1930 through 1972. So they learn how to do all the upholstery work, all the body work, all the metal fabrication. They learn how to build the cars from scratch. And it's really funny, because you have a couple of young guys from Inglewood or the back of the Yards neighborhood working together on a 1967 Jaguar E-Type, which is just really a cool thing to do, or a 1950 British Riley. And these are typical cars that these guys wouldn't come in contact with in their neighborhoods, but they get a chance to work on some pretty cool stuff.
And Al, you hit on it, because cars are one of the very few things that I think transcend so many other things that could be blockades within people and culture and all that kind of stuff. Is that I don't care where you go, people love cars, you know. And if you go into the inner city and you go into maybe the gang population, they're gonna love cars too. And it's that language, I think, that love for cars, that people can kind of speak that common language and communication through the car. So what gave you the idea? I mean, were you into cars? What was your connection to cars before you started AMG?
Well, my background was architecture. You know, I was designing office buildings and working in architecture for a while, but I had a passion for classic cars from the 1930s and 40s, and started to collect those cars. And you know, that this hobby and profession has been so good to me in terms of being able to meet so many people from so many different walks of life, that I know that it can be life-changing. And I thought, well, you know what, let me try to create this mentoring program to try to get as many people involved in this as possible. And I see that it works every day when we're able to take these guys out to Manteno, Illinois, or take them out to different places around the state. And they're able to see different car builders and meet people that they typically wouldn't come in contact with. And as you said, young men and women, they're very much interested in cars. And, you know, they don't teach this trade in the school anymore. Right. So it's very important that we give these guys some exposure and show them how to work with their hands and give them a sense of accomplishment.
See, it's an important, and it is one of the few things you bring up. Like, sports is one of the things that people can get excited about. But, you know, cars, people have a passion for it. But you've built in something that is not only something people will be excited about, but there's some career opportunities here. You're teaching them, you brought up a trade. Mm-hmm. You're teaching them a business, not only a business like architecture. Not everybody is super excited about architecture like you are.
Exactly.
But people love cars, but you've taught them the business side.
Well, Well, you know, that's the other thing. It's like a lot of the guys that we deal with, and most of them, in fact, don't have a high school diploma and they haven't graduated from high school. So one of the things that we try to really press is to get them to go back and get their high school diploma so that we can get them enrolled in automotive colleges. Now, that's a real big step to be able to do that. But also, most of the guys that we deal with are already convicted felons, some of them even at 17 years old. So they're not going to be a police officer or a fireman or a doctor even, probably, for the most case. But if we can teach them how to work with their hands and how to potentially start their own business, whether it be a small sandblasting company, or if we can teach them how to do automotive upholstery, and they can do automotive upholstery or headliners, convertible tops on cars, then we are providing an opportunity for them to be able to provide for themselves and leave that life of crime that they were living behind.
Let the listeners know that was is Alex Levesque. He is CEO and founder of Automotive Mentoring Group. And you want to light that fuse. You want it to go somewhere, not only to kind of take that time of those people at that given moment, but lead to maybe a future and kind of give them time and a bright future. And we've got some people in studio that has happened with, where they were part of the program. You lit that fuse, and now it's taken on a life of its own. We've got the guys from Speakeasy Custom Classics in studio. We've got Gregory, Edgar, and Mike. And Greg, you reached out. So talk a little bit about how you got involved, how you found out about it, and just kind of your path through AMG to where you are now.
Sure. About 3 years ago, I started off with the AMG. I was in a pretty rough time in my personally. I had gone through some tragedies in my life, all in a really short period of time, about 2 years period. I lost my mother. My father-in-law passed away. My wife and I had a miscarriage, and it was just in a bad time in my life. And I was looking for something that I can preoccupy myself with and distract myself from some of the problems I was having. And I ended up knocking on Alex's door one day, and because I've always loved classic cars, and I heard about that place. So I walked in there one day, and basically by the end of the afternoon of spending with him, he made an agreement with me that he would teach me everything he knew, and as long as I would agree to mentor and become a part of the AMG in return. So I spent the next year and a half, 2 years working with Alex and learning everything I could, from body work to metal work. And I've actually turned into a welder fabricator. That's my specialty. I love working with metal. So I can bend, shape, form, whatever, and weld anything together for you. And I took those skills and I started working at another shop in the neighborhood. And from there, I decided I wanted to have my own. It's something I really was passionate about. And I had already met Mike through the AMG as well.
You guys got together and you said, like, hey, let's do more of this. Because it's one thing to get in there. Not everybody. I mean, not everything is for everybody. And you may like cars, but may not like that process of working on them. Where some people, you know, once they get in there, they know that that's what it is that they're going to be doing. So you guys were in there benefiting from the program. Mm-hmm. And then you just decided, let's get together and let's make some cars.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, everybody that's involved in our Speakeasy program is, or project, I should say, is been through the program on some level. I spent 3 years there already. Our electrician, who's not here today, he spent 4 years with the program. Mike's been volunteering there for about 2 years now. And we've also bringing in the students as well that are part of the program. We've got three guys, Tony, Mars, and Ruben, thank you, that have been a big part of the program since we started it in January and coming and working with us on our projects as well. And our goal is to eventually become our own entity and have our own space where we then bring people from the AMG into our shop as mentees, or not mentees, as interns, and give them a year through our shop, and then maybe move them on to better and bigger things from there.
Wow. Okay, it starts as a program that is there to kind of serve a purpose and be sort of a beacon of activity in the community. But you know, when you give people those tools to go ahead and become that fisherman as opposed to just giving them something for the day, I think that's really cool. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk more with Alex Levesque from Automotive Mentoring Group. We'll talk to the guys from Speakeasy on how you can get more information about what it is that they do, how you can get involved, or if you have someone in your family that you think this is a perfect fit for, we're going to have that information as well. Quick break. We'll be coming back. It's Dane Neal on the road on 720 WGN. Oh. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here. Allstate Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue. You hear, is this the theme song, Alex, for...
Yes.
We got Alex Levesque, CEO and founder for the Automotive Mentoring Group, and we've got Gregory, Edgar, and Mike in from Speakeasy Customs. Guys, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
Hearing Greg talk a little bit about not only what it is that they have done and are doing, but we're inspired to do this. This isn't something they were obligated to do. This is something that kind of fit right in with the path of least resistance that went with their passions, but it's got to be rewarding, Alex, to have them not only be a part of the success story and something you can point to, but integrated themselves into what it is that you guys are doing, where you can say, like, here's something front and center, and even participating in some of these things as you're going forward.
It is absolutely great and heartwarming to see that happen. I am extremely proud of these guys because they're doing some awesome work. They're working really hard. They've done a lot with the Speakeasy Customs. I mean, everything from designing their whole brand of clothing to business cards to postcards to logos to everything in between. And it all came out of just a seed that was planted some years ago, perhaps a year ago. Greg, who's a student at Morton College and had a 4.0 GPA, all A's, and I gave him for that a 47 Cadillac. And
that's an incentive to get in there and do some homework.
It
was a pretty rough car, but you know, I gave him the training to go with it to restore it, and from that came Speakeasy. And now these guys are working on four 1949 Cadillacs. I mean, it is just really awesome, and it is awesome to connect them with guys from the community, from the Back of the Yards neighborhood to Humble Park to Inglewood to Austin on the west side. And these are guys that don't necessarily have the best education, but they're working alongside of Greg and Mike and Edgar and the rest of the guys. And they're encouraged and inspired by those guys as well. And I think that that is the way that you create permanent change. And then lastly, I'll just say that, everybody in Chicago is kind of perplexed about what to do about the violence. And I think this is a perfect way to kind of intervene and solve it all, because what we have to do is we have to teach these young men that are, creating this violence how to be men. And what better way than to use cars as a catalyst to be able to do that, so that a lot of these guys have kids already. They already have 2 or 3 year old sons. So we have to teach them how to raise their sons in a better way and get their sons involved in this hobby and profession so that their sons will be better fathers to their kids. And that's the long-term solution to solving this problem.
Part of it, I think, is spreading that message and sharing the message. And I think you have to be a unique and talented ambassador to do that. And you obviously are. Do you, as they get out there, as Greg and the guys here from Speakeasy get out there and tell that story and they become their own ambassadors, exactly, as they have, you mentioned like the marketing side with the merchandising and all that.
Right.
But do you a little bit of mentoring on the informational side, kind of teaching them maybe that media training or how best to kind of share that message?
Oh, yeah, of course, as best as I know how. And then Mike, we have an inside joke around the shop because he's the wordsmith. So, he's the one that's able to, make the story come to life on paper. And then we got Greg, who is our certified shop nerd, who knows a little bit about everything. So the two of them, we managed to get it done.
For those people who want to get more information, get involved, whether it's to participate or whether it's to support and expand some of the things that you're doing, Alex, give the information for the website where people can get a hold of you.
Okay. I'm going to say probably the best way to connect with us would be to simply Google Automotive Mentoring Group. We do have a website, which is automotivementoringgroup.wordpress.com, but Google is the best source. There's about 18 pages of information, everything from CBS Evening News to being nominated for the CNN Hero Award and everything in between. It's all there. There's a lot of video that will just make the story crystal clear. And then one last point I want to make about the Automotive Mentoring Group is that I started out by saying that, our niche is Chicago gang members, and that is absolutely true. But a person does not have to have a gang affiliation to be a part of Automotive Mentoring Group. It's open to anyone, anywhere, any age. We're just trying to be of service and do some good.
It's exciting stuff, and it's great to have, thank you so much for what you're doing and doing in the community. Before we let you go, guys, really quick, give the information about Speakeasy, where people can get a hold of you guys and get themselves a Cadillac made.
The best is www.speakeasycustomsclassics.com.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in. And we're going to stay in touch. We're going to keep everybody posted on some of the activities for both of you guys going forward. I love the car. You guys made me a 74 Monte Carlo drawing. That is awesome. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. Thanks to everybody who participated here on the road with Dane. We're going to be back next week. But right now, it is 4 o'clock. WGNRadio.com and WGN.